Welcome to the Joe Watt Podcast. I am Joe Vendramini from the University of Florida Range Cattle Research and Education Center, and today our guest is Mr. Shane Platt. Shane, thanks for being with us today.
Joe, I appreciate the time to get to do this.
Shane, I'd like to ask you please to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you.
Well, as you stated, Shane Platt. I'm in St. Cloud, Florida, on a ranch here that's been in the family for over 135 years. I'm an employee of Farm Credit of Central Florida as a full-time job. Been with them since 1981. Work out of the Lakeland office, and I'm the chief appraiser for them.
Okay, and Shane, at the Farm Credit, can you please tell us some of the programs that you have available for, primarily for beef cattle producers and landowners?
Farm Credit's a full lender for any of the services needed by cattle people or anybody in agriculture. We have long-term loans for land purchases, construction projects, things that are going to take some capital improvements. Like I say, most of those are on a long-term basis. We offer term loans, both variable rate and fixed. We're also for production costs, we can do operating loans, revolving lines of credit to help them with either, like say, the production cost or doing a quick improvement to a piece of property. We do term loans, short-term loans to help them with getting over the hump of needing some extra capital at the time.
And Shane, out of those programs that you have, so which one is the one the beef cattle producers rely on the most?
Well, it's basically probably 50-50. We have a lot of long-term loans for people that have either purchased property or expanding an operation. And then, a lot of our in cattle industry, we do just a lot of cattle loans for purchases of cattle. They can typically run about 4 years or so, and that'll help get through the payoff time for that. And that's been one of our most popular programs. We do, like I say, a lot of cattle loans for Florida.
And we know that it's somehow challenging now in Florida to acquire a piece of land because of the price and the pressure of development. Do you think that that situation has decreased a little bit the interest in buying land in Florida by people that wanted to have a beef cattle operation?
We see some people getting into the business, but it is capital intensive, and with our program, we're still, you've got to have some equity to get into it. We see more of an expansion mode of people already in agriculture, but we do have the ones that have been in other businesses and all of a sudden would make that an investment that they want to be in. But because of the cost of Florida land, we can raise a lot of cattle on this ground, but it's still, when you look at it at a per unit cost, it's pretty prohibitive to be a newcomer into it. But as far as other programs, we work with FSA, Farm Service Agency. They have some programs to help young and beginning farmers that we can help tag along with them or use them to help us get some younger people into the business.
And do you think that the situation that we live also, because some people think that there may be a problem, right, to acquire a piece of land to produce, but on the other side of the story, you are getting a piece of land that will have some development price in the future, near future, or late future, such as the property that you are at right now that is almost in Orlando, Florida. So do you think that may be an appeal also?
There's a lot of advantages to buying property in Florida. We do have some transitional lands that definitely they're out of the reach of being able to farm it to buy it to farm. But as far as any piece of property you look at, it is location, location, location. Mm-hmm. And you still want to look at that you have your development rights, that you have the ability to look at future development, because I'm unfortunately seeing a lot of transitional lands, especially in this I-4 corridor. It has got almost all of our land cost at not quite development prices, but pushing on up, and that's for that future development. So it is a good vehicle to use to see appreciation and see that future net worth really improve.
And change the subjects a little bit here. You are also a beef cattle producer. Can you tell us a little bit about your operation?
This ranch has been in the family for over 135 years. I'm the fifth generation to operate it. We run a mostly Brangus type operation with Angus bulls for our breeding program. Tried to raise about a 5.5 weight calf, and we've been pretty successful. It's always challenging with our weather. I'm just now finishing up some fence repair that came from Hurricane Irma, so it's always a challenge sometimes with that, and especially not working full time on the ranch. But this has been a good place for us.
In 2013, you received the NCBA Environmental Award. Can you please tell us a little bit about what the award say or is involved in?
Well, and we were nominated by Farm Credit for this award, and was luckily selected for Region 2, which is basically the southeast part of Florida, the southeast part of the country. And so we came along with a basically what we've been doing for the last 15 years is cross fencing, doing a lot of water improvements, putting in permanent water structures, doing some not much land improvement, but regeneration of some old pastures, but and rotational grazing. I put in 15 pastures instead of the 3 that we used to run. And inside of that, I've subdivided again with electric fence. And that was all part of what we did that I think earned us the nomination and also the award for Region 2. So we were really pleased with that.
And you are located in a very sensitive area in Florida because you're right here on the lake. Right?
Yes, sir.
And really close to the lake, so that gives you a lot of responsibility, but also give you that, you know, the pleasure to be close to such a beautiful place. So how that was involved in the award? Do you think that was part of the location?
Well, part of our nomination was the fact that we do a lot of environmental work to make sure that we have 2.5 miles of lake frontage on Lake Topekalaga. And that's the headwaters of the northern Everglades. So we wanted to make sure that we've always done that from a family standpoint. My grandfather was a big on wildlife corridors. Now are the buzzwords of environmentalism. But he did that 60, 70 years ago, left woods to help with water flow or to keep water flowing from going to the lake. And then everything we do use the lake as part of our management program. It's a separate pasture, but it's we want to do right, and we watch our fertilizer, we watch our phosphorus, and try and make sure that we're environmentally sensitive at all times.
And Shane, we are going towards the end of our conversation today. When you are not here working for Farm Credit or the ranch, so do you have any hobbies that you like to do, spend your time?
Well, as far as, you know, when you live on paradise, it's kind of hard to get away sometimes, but I used to hunt a lot, and I still go occasionally, but I'll tell you what I've really started doing is working with young people to get them their first deer, their first turkey, and that's had, to me, that's more pleasure than anything. being able to set them up, and then don't travel as much as I'd like to, but we do have plans to start traveling a little bit more. We do a lot of business vacations, and we got to get away from that and just do vacations.
And Shane, I would like to thank you very much for participating in the podcast today. And I am Joe Vendramini.
Joe, what?